Tezdaf is Shavuos Mem Zayin, and with the two dots, 10 lines up, Shenegdo Choshed, right? So where the person who you were supposed to get to take the Shavuot is, we suspect that he's not going to be honest because he has a previous history, as we're going to see right now. So therefore, the person who's owed the money, he takes the Shavuot himself. Safilu Vafilu Shavuos Shav. Even if the person took a Shavuot Shav, this would be enough to disqualify him. Someone asks, my Afilu Shavuot Shav, right? Why did the Mishnah have to say that Afilu, even in this case? Salomi boy ka'omer. No, it's a type of like, it's not even necessary to tell you that. What does it mean? Lomi boy hanach de isbahu kfiras mamon. It's not necessary to tell you a case where you took a shavuot that's going to cause somebody to lose money because you were lying. El afilu hanamid kfiras devarim va'almahu. Even if it was just denying something that happened, right? Lo mehemnan. We're not going to believe him anymore because he's, once he's done that, he's already has a status of a choshed. Rashi speaks out in the four lines up. Lo mi boy hanach de isbahu kfiras mamon. Right, the cases where you're denying money. The havi le ra le shemaim vira le labrios. So this guy is he's a liar. He doesn't do good things. So the Gemara one second says, hold on. Velisni nami shuvas bitui. So tell me the case of where you the beginning of the mesechta shuvas bitui where you say you're going to do something right. It also doesn't have necessarily any monetary value associated with it, right? But that would disqualify him. Skiktani shavua dechika mishtaba b'shikraka mishtaba. No, we're talking about a shavua where the guy is—he's lying. At the time he's taking this thing, he's saying something false. Aval shavuos bitui, when he says that he's, you know, going to do something, he's going to eat a piece of bread, going to drink a cup of coffee. One second, maybe bekushta means in truth. He really thought he was going to do that. So from this case, lokatani. That's why we're not going to teach that in the case. So Tosus in the bottom Tosus says aval shavuos bitui iklameim bekushta mishtabe lokatani mikan rotz ledakte. So here we can infer the following, says Tosus, demisha over al hachevrim. Like they put somebody in a community, they banned him, right? Lo yisol l'shavu. He's not going to be possible. Kevan de b'shas kavos cherem iklameim b'kushta mishtabim. Because you could say that maybe at the time he took this on, he did in truth. Comes along the remaining time, says, "Vomit on the apostle who he's apostle this case." De hach lo ka'amar ela de lo kitani. Just that it wasn't taught. It doesn't mean that that's not included. It just that we didn't teach it. But in Hachinami, it is included. Pirush de lo kimayre b'midi de b'kushta mishtabim. Right? That it's just not talking about things that where he said it in truth, but ain't achinami. According to the according to Rabbeinu Tam, the guy is taka apostle, and he's choshud in this case. So Tenach says Gemara ochal velo ochal. Okay, what you're saying now, this chiluk, I understand the guy says I'm going to eat something or I'm not going to eat something, right? So it's in that case, he wasn't lying when he took it, right? Whatever, it says achalti velo achalti, when he gives something about the past, like I ate this or I didn't eat it, my iklamemer. So what are you going to say? You know, he's definitely took a shavuos shav in this case. So this more says tana shavuos shav v'chol dedami le. No, teach a shavuos shav in anything that's similar to it. So Rashi says v'chol dedami le. Kol shavua l'sha'over. Any type of past case is also included in that. And that's what it's referring to. Okay, on the top of Mem Zayin, v'haya echad mehem misachi pekuvia. Right. So we saw if one of the guys was a gambler, or we saw a person who was malvav ribis, or a person who was mafrich yonim, socher shvius. All these durabonin disqualifications. Ho sulamli. So one second. What do you need all these additional cases of a person who's choshed on taking a shavua? Tana psula deraisa v'ktani psula derabonin, right? No, the Gemara's answering is no. The first we're telling me people who are apostle on a deraisa level, but which again, so what's apostle the person on a deraisa level? The guy's a rasha. So rasha means someone who is a lav shish b'maisi, is chayv malchus, or even worse. But these people are apostle on a rabbinic level, so therefore that's what it says. Tana psula deraisa v'ktani psula derabonin, right? It taught both, and then went through the rabbonins as well. Hayu shneihem chashudin. So if both of these people, suspect, that we're not sure who, you know, neither one of them is definitely the most honest person. They both have a history over here. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rava l'Rav Nachman heichet tanan." So, you know, we had the Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, right? So Rabbi Yossi says it goes back, right? And Rabbi Meir says Cholkin, right? They take a thing. But he says like this, Heicha Tanan, where was it learned out? So we have a klal. The Rosh quotes this in Arbe Pesach, in the 10th parak in Pesachim, that we have a klal like this. Where there's a Machlokes, then Halach is like Rabbi Yossi me chaveiro. If it's a one-on-one machloikis, so here that would be the case. Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Meir, the halach would be like him. But it's not like Rabbi Yossi versus Chaveiro. So Omer Lay, so says like this. How I would say, hey, Chetan, how was it taught? Omer Lay, lo yadana. So he said, I don't know. I'm not sure really which one it is, right? So then Rava asks Rav Nachman, Hilchus Lamai. He says, so what's the halach then? He says, Omer Lay, lo yadana, right? I don't know. Itmar, Omer of Yosef bar Man Yumi, Omer of Nachman, Rabbi Yossi, Omer of Yosef is Yachloku. They divide up the amount of money that they are arguing about. Vechein Tani Rav Zvid bar Oshia, Rabbi Yossi, Omer of Yosef is Yachloku. So we have similar teaching. Igud Amri, some a little differently. Tani Rav Zvid, Omer of Oshia, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Yachloku. Om Rabbi Yossi bar Manyumi Avad Rav Nachman Uvda, right? This case happened. Rav Nachman, who we know is a Bucky in Dinim, so he passed in this case. Yachloku, they actually divided it up according to the Shita of like Rabbi Yossi. And that works well because Rabbi Yossi, Halach Rabbi Yossi Mechaveiro. Okay. Continues now. Chozra Shavuah Makoma. So we said that this is Rabbi Yossi's Pshat in the case where. What's it called? Where the Shmuel goes back? So the Gemara asks, Lehechan Chozra. Like, that's a question. Where does it go back to? You know, where is it returning, right? Chozra means to go back to someone. So Omer of Rabbi Ami, Rabboseinu Shebabavol Omru. We'll see very soon who is the Rabboseinu Shebabavol. They said, Chozra Shavua Lesinai. It goes back to Sinai. Rashi says in the third wide line, Lesinai. With Shavuas Har Sinai, right? The Shavua that they took originally when they were standing on Har Sinai. Shehishbiya Kodesh Baruch Es Yisrael al Lo Sigzol. Right? Hashem made the Klal Yisrael. We took an oath, right? I'm not going to steal. The who Yiparim in HaKoyfir Mamun LeChavero, right? He's the one who's going to force him to give back the money. Aval Beis Din Ein Iskalkin Lo LeShavua V'Lo LePiroin. But Beis Din themselves, they're not going to be the ones who are going to get involved in this case per se. That's what he means by Chozru Shavua L'Sinai. Rabbi Seinu Shav Eretz Yisrael Omru, right? We'll see if that is in a second as well. Chozru L'Shavua L'Mechuyav Lo. It goes back to the one who is Chayav, meaning the defendant, right? And since in this case we saw that he himself is not allowed to, he's possible, he's not allowed to take a Shavua, so in this case he's going to have to pay. Here we go. Omer of Papa, Rabbi Seinu Shav Bavil. So who are the rabbis in Bavil, present day Iraq? Rav Ushmuel. It's Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Seinu Shav Eretz Yisrael. So who are the rabbis in Israel? Rabbi Amma, Abba. It's Rabbi Amma. Rabbi now proves, now gives a maisa to show how they knew that these were the, there's a lot of rabbis, you know. Hechi Tesei, you found those Rav and Shmuel. So there's Rabbi Seinu Shav Bavil, Rav Ushmuel the Tanan. As we learn, V'chein Yisomim lo yiparu el b'shavua. So when Yisomim have to collect with a shtar, right, they have to take the Shavua. V'aveinabom, we said on this, Miman, who's this going like? Ilema. Milove, if we're saying that collecting from a borrower, avuhoin shokyo below shavua veinhu b'shavua, doesn't make sense because the father could take it. You know, he's got the star without taking shavua, but now the yisomim have to take it with a shavua. No, we usually try to make things easier. They have a special special status in halacha, so they're making more strict on them than the father, right? The yisomim would have to take shavua, and the father doesn't. So that can't be pshat. El hachikam, right? This is how we're going to say it over. V'chein ha'yisomim, right? Even the yisomim, min ha'yisomim lo yiparu ela b'shavua. That even the yisomim aren't allowed to collect, even if they have the shtar, unless that they have a shavua. Rav u'shmuel da'omri tarvayhu, and then again, this is talking thing with Papa says both of Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel, lo shon ela b'shemes malve b'chayelove. This only applies when the malve died in the lifetime of the love. Ava meis love bechaye malve. But if the love died while the malve was still alive, kvar nischaye v'le malve v'le love v'le shavua. So then, they're already chayav to take a shavua. Ve'in adam morish shavua levonav. Right? You can't make you can't get a shavua b'yerusha. It means that any property, that the only way to be able to really get it is by taking a shavua, you can't give that over to the kids. Because the assumption can't take a shavua, which the father had to take, right? They don't know. The father can say, I never pay back, but they can't comment on these things, right? The only thing they could say is the father never told them that it had been paid, right? But that's not going to be good enough, right? Because the father was chayav to take the shavua. So what do you see from here? You see from here that both Rav and Shmuel hold that when a shavua is not able to be taken, so then it goes back to Har Sinai, Hashem. It's up in God's hands, and Beis Din, as we saw in Rashi, doesn't take anybody, doesn't get involved in this case. Okay. That's the Babylonian rabbis, Rav and Shmuel. Rav Hussein Shveretz Yisroel, Rabbi Abba, right? Hahu gavre de chotef naska mechavre. There was a guy who grabbed a piece of metal from his friend. So also the kai made Rav Ami, came for Rav Ami for Din Torah. Yosef Rabbi Abba kaime, and Rabbi Abba was also there. Aisi chada sahada. So he brought one witness, and what did this witness say? Yeah, de mechatof chatofa mine. Yeah, I saw him. I was there, but I'm the one witness, but I saw this guy grab the piece of metal from him, right? And then the one who did take the medals being accused is Omalein. Yeah, you're right, I did. However, Chatafi today Chatafi, I took mine, meaning of an Inishti Lenafshe. I saw him with my chafetz, with my property, so I took it back. So I'm asking him, you're right, but I'm not, I didn't steal anything, I just took back my own property. So now here's the dilemma. Om Rabbi Ami, Hechidainu Dayon El Haidino. How are we going to do this? What are we going to say to this guy who's standing here in front of him? There's one witness against me because he took it. And he says, I did, but it was mine. Senema Lev, we're going to say Zil Shalim, go pay for it, right? That can't be. Why not? Lake Atre Sahadi, because you don't have two witnesses. You can't be Motzi Mammon without the two witnesses, right? Ein Echad wouldn't make him pay it. So to make him pay, we can't do it. So what's the opposite? Don't make him pay. V'niftarei, he's potter, right? Now, that can't be right either, because on the other hand, Ikechad Sahadi, we have a witness. So what, you're potter, but someone saw you do it. So name Alei. So what are we going to say to him? Zil ishtaba, go take a shavua, which is normally what you do in a case of an eid echad, right? We've said this many times already in the Masechta. An eid echad could force you to take a shavua. But now, one second, we can't adhere. That's not an option. Kevet omer michatav chatfi. The guy said, I took it, right? He said I took it, so therefore, have like a gazlan. The guy's a gazlan, and therefore, basically doesn't have a gazlan, take a shavua. So what are you going to do, right? That's our dilemma. You can't get out of this. So Amalei, Rabbi Abba said, this is a case of a person who's chayav to take a shavua, but he can't do it, right? Right? He has to pay. So you see, the Rabbi Abba clearly holds that the shavua goes back to the defendant, right? Since he's possible, therefore, since he can't do it, he is required. He's required to be mishalim. He has to pay up. Okay, Omar Rava. Here we go. Kavase the Rabbi Abba Mistabra. Right, Rabbi Abba has a good. It's very logical, right? The Tani Rabbi Ami. We learned in a brayso shavuos Hashem tia bein shneihem. There's a shavuah of Hashem between the two of them. Velo bein hayorshin. Right. And the deek is it's bein shnehem, the two people, but not between their yorshim. So sehechi dami. So what would be a case where you would have to take a shavua, but the yorshim would not have to take a shavua? So again, elaim, and again, elaim always going to reject the answer. But it says like this. Perhaps it's going to be the following. The omrle, the guy says like this. The one who was the malve says, his son says to the son of the lova, mona la'aba biyad avicha, right? $100 of my father, you have. Amalei, so he says back, Chamishin Islay, Chamishin Leislay. So the son of his says, no, 50 I have, 50 I don't. Right? So this is the classic case of Motiv Mixas. Stigmar asks, well, who cares? It's the son who's being Motiv Mixas, and not the father, right? Mali who? Mali Avua. Whether it's him, it's the son, or it's the father. The son's also saying Motiv Mixas. This is the classic case, right? He certainly may have to take a Shavua, just like the father would have to take a Shavua. Ella, no. Lav, the omelet, it must be like this. That the Malva's son says to the Lova's son, Mon la'ava biyad avicho, right? Any times you have $100, okay? Omelet, chamshin yedana. Yes, 50 of it I know, my father told me, whatever it is, I know that. However, chamishin lo yadana, but there's another 50, I don't know anything about that. So if you say in the case that the father would be chayev, right, because he's motivated by miktas, say it's krali mifter gabe yorshin. It would make sense that you would have to have a you would have to have a pasuk to potter, right? Because I mean, that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me, right? That's the whole deal, right? Shnehem v'lo yorshin. But if you're going to tell me that the father would also be potter from taking a shavua, so in that case, what do I need a pasuk to tell me that the yorshin also, right? So you see what? You see that shavua goes back to the one who is chayv to take it. And if you're in a case where you can't take a shavua, you're chayv to pay. Fine. Rav Shmuel, Hai Shavuos Hashem, right? This pasuk, the Rav has his whole drasha from, Mai Ko Dorish Pei. So what's the what do they learn out from it, right? So they're going to say like this: Miboy lech detanya Shimon ben Tarfon. So now we're going to get a whole bunch of statements from Shimon ben Tarfon. So he's like this: Omer. First thing he says is Shavuos Hashem tia ben shnehem melamed shashvua chala al shnehem. No, so this is Rav and Shmuel are going to learn this halacha that the shvu is chal on both of them, which means basically. Tongue twister. Basically, they are both going to be responsible for that. The Rimagash explains that what does it mean that they're both responsible? This person, whoever is innocent, knows that the other guy who's taking, he's about to take a Shavuot Shav, he's about to lie. So he could have just withdrawn his claim, but he says, no, I'm not going to do that. So therefore, even though he's getting his money, but he knows willing, this other guy's lying, so therefore, that's what it means, that Shavuas, HaShavuot Chala Al Shnehem, right? They're both held responsible for the Chil HaShem that happens. Okay, so that's what Rav and Shmuel did. And now the Gemara goes through and gives a few through teachings from Shimon ben Tarfon. Shimon ben Tarfon oimir azhar la okev acher noef minoin. Wait, what do we know this? What is that exactly talking about? So Rashi tells us in the third line down, the okev acher ha-minad, that you're helping a person do neef, nasila patropos, he becomes a helper, a middleman, lehargil lo noshim leneef. He becomes a man who facilitates somebody to be with women for neef. So therefore, what's it called? So how do you know it's Osir? Talmud Loimir Lo Tinaf. So it makes a drasha from the Lord Tinaf Lo Tanif. Don't cause adultery to happen. I think the modern Hebrew sirsur is the way the term is used for this type of person. Okay, the next statement. So we have talking about the meraglim, right? In the teragnu b'halehem, you murmured, you talked about it in your tents. Shimon ben Tarfon oimer tartem the ginisem b'ahalo shel makom, right? Tartem es haaretz, you slandered the land Eretz Yisrael. The ginisem es hamakom. You slander Hashem shehishkin es shchinoso b'neichem, because Hashem was in your tent. So that's what the Rashi translates. The Maharsha is explaining that what it was you slandered your tent, meaning Hashem. Hashem kevyochle is the tent. He's the one who we live with. So that's what it means. They spoke negatively about, not in your tents, but about your tent, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another one. It's another drosha. Ad hanar hagadol nahar pras. So the Pras, right? You even hear the word Euphrates in that, right? Pras, Euphrates, same Lashon. So the Nar HaGadol, the great big river, is the Euphrates, right? So, but it's not. I mean, there's much other. You have the Amazon River. You have much bigger waters. Why is the Euphrates called the Nahar HaGadol? So Shimon ben Tarfon Omer, Krav Legabe Dehina Ve'idahan, right? If you get close to somebody who's got some oil, you're going to be anointed as well. It's going to rub off on you, literally. The Beiri Rebbe Shmuel Tana, they learned the same verb, but in a little different metaphor. Eved Melech Kemelech. The servant for a king is like a king. You associate with royalty. So the Nimshel of Yehuda is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Malchus. And therefore, when you're associated with the Gedula of Eretz Yisrael, so then the Nahar, the river, the Euphrates is connected. So that's why it's called Nahar HaGadol, even though it's not a din in physical size, it's a din in the special, unique stature of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, back to the Mishnah was talking about the Chenvani al Pinkasa, right? So if the guy had it written down that he paid up, so he's believed for that. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amar Rebbe, Torach Shavua Zulama. So the case was, let's go back in Chazar a minute, right? We'd seen the case was where the Bala Bayis tells the store owner, pay my workers, and then the workers come to collect, and each one tainas that they gave them. The store owner tainas that I gave them the food, and the workers tainas that we never got anything. So they each take a shavua to this. So the Braisa says, right, what do you have to give him a shavua? Amar lo Rabbi Chia Tanena, we learned Shnehem Nishboim Venotlin Mibal Habayis. They both take a shavua and then they get their payment, right? So Kibla Mine or lo Kibla Mine. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, was he Makabalist? Did he accept this halacha or did he not? So Tashma, we learn like this. Titania Rabbi Omer Poalin Nishboim Lechenvani. The workers take a shavua to the Chenvani that he didn't pay them. And if you're going to tell me that what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi really was Mekabel, he accepted this statement of Rabbi Chia, right? So the Baal HaBayis mi boile, he should have changed it. He says, no, they take it for the Baal HaBayis. What do you mean they're taking it to the Chenvani? So Amarava Polim Nishboi in the Baal HaBayis b'maymed Chenvani. No, don't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda didn't Mekabel, he did. But it means like this, they take a Shavua in front of him. Ki hecha the lich sefu mine, so they'll have an embarrassment. They're going to be ashamed to lie. He knows the truth. He knows whether he paid them or not. So therefore, that's what it means over here. That's why they're going to have him take a shua. So now we have a case of little similar things where you have people who are contradicting each other. So we just got the case where the worker saying I was paid and we weren't paid, and the store says they were. So it goes like this. Case where you have loans and people are you have different testimony coming in. Itmar shte kite edim hamach chishos zo ezo. So you have two groups, and they are what's it called? To be machish, they're denying each other. So Rashi is down. The point's on the side margin that the Rashi is here from the Mishnah, which was previous. But then the second wide line, hamachisho zo zo, they're arguing. Shnaim omrim horog, shnaim omrim lo harog. Right. So one the person cannot be both alive and dead. So one group saying that this guy killed him, one's not. So what do you do when you have two people who are obviously contradicting? You know for certain one of them's lying. So Amar Rav Huna Zo Bo Bifnei Atzma Umeida. The first one comes and testifies by themselves. They have a Cheskas Kashrus. There's nothing against them. Vizo Bo Bifnei Atzma Umeida. And the second one comes, right. So in this way, we kind of save them because we know that they're both. They both can't be right, but we don't know which one is. So we can assume right now, since the one who came in front of me, right, they come to Basa, they don't come to Basa Achas, they come Zeh Chazeh. So each one I can say, okay, you have a Cheskas Kashrus, and the next one comes and says the exact opposite. He still has a Cheskas Kashrus. That's the Shita of Rav Huna. Rav Chizda Omer, Bahade, Sahade, Shakari Lamali, right? Why do I have to get involved with these people? They're lying. Rashi points out, boy b'fnei atzmo me'ida be'edus achiras. They could come and testify v'chein zu. The other one could also do that. Afa pi she'achas psula. Even though one of them is definitely not telling the truth, emecha lifso zo lo zu v'lo zu. We don't have to puzzle each one of them. Hoyo ve'encha yodeya ezim hen psula, because I don't know. I don't know which one it is, so why should you puzzle the first one? Puzzle the second one. Aval echad mikas zo ve'ech mikas zo. But if I take one from each of them, that already I can't do it. That I couldn't combine them because they have kashrus as together. But I know by one of them has to be. If I mix and match, I take one from the first group and one from the second group. No way. I can't put them together. Demon of shach. Whether you look at it, echam hem posel. One of them, either the first guy or the second guy, no, one of them is no good. Haydinachad bei v'haylishna bo b'fnei atzmo me'ida. Rashi says, "Bahade sahade shaki lamli." We have to get involved with this. Hoyo ha'achas pasula, ein achas mehenem onus l'shum edus. Right? I know that they're no good. So now the one's going to speak out with the case. Shnei malvin v'shnei loivin v'shnei shtaros. So you have two distinct lenders, two distinct borrowers, and you have two separate shtaros. Each one is signed by a different set of witnesses, Haine Plutaihu. That's the machloikis over here with Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. So let's just speak it out for a second. According to Rav Huna, he would hold that they're good. And according to Rav Chizda, neither one of them is going to be good. Malve veloive ushtes. You have one lender, one borrower, and you have two different shtaros, but they're each signed by a different set of edim. Yad bal hashtar la tachtona. The one who's the bal hashtar, he's at a disadvantage. He's only going to be able to collect the lower amount because we have on here the liars. We have the line. Shnei malvin velove echad ushtes shtaros. Okay, next. Cases we have two different malvin, but you have one loive, and you have two shtaros. So Rav says, "Aina masnisin." This is the same case in the Mishnah where you have two people who are contradicting each other and they're coming to collect. Right? That's the case of the chenvani. Right? You did pay, you didn't pay. Right? Shnei loivin umalve echad ushtei shtaros. Then the case where you'd have two borrowers, you have one malve, and you have two different shtaros. So what's the case in this? So let's just speak out. We're going to ask what's going to be. Where it says, you could say two different ways of looking at it. On the one hand, each one of the borrowers could say that the shtar is that's supporting his is possible, right? Because it could have been signed by the non-kosher witness. Or maybe each one has to pay him until you could prove that the one against him was signed by the false witnesses. So Gemara ends off and says, teku. We're not sure. Take literally means it is left standing. Okay. Mr. Shem will pick it up tomorrow with the next line.